And so today is Patriot Thursday, and we have a special treat. We are going to be taking a good portion of this show talking about this year's Veterans and Military Affairs Conference, which is happening next Thursday. And we have on the phone today with us Amy Hager, Communications Director of the Virginia Chamber, Annie Walker, Deputy Commissioner of the Virginia Department of Veterans Services, and Matt Kellum, Dominion Energy's Military and Recruitment Program Coordinator. What I'd like to do is I'd like to, good afternoon, thank everybody that's on, Amy, Annie, and Matt, and thanks for being on the show. And let's start off. My first question is for Amy, and so let's go here. Amy, can you remind listeners of the event happening next week that we talked about a few weeks ago?
Yes, Bill. Thank you so much for having us today. This is our fourth year of partnership with the Virginia Chamber, and we are really, really excited about the 2019 Virginia Veterans and Military Affairs Conference. And I can tell you, you can expect a day, a great day of networking and really just sharing of best partners with all of the movers and shakers in the employment field for veterans in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So with our conference, we're really going to concentrate this year on the military spouse. And, you know, I know you had a segment last month on the military spouse, so I'm not going to cover it again. But our focus will be on really strengthening the connections between the employers and our military spouses that are so often seeking careers in underemployed and unemployed because of their status as spouses. But then we're also going to move on, and we're actually going to talk about bringing the military talents and how do we bring military talent and not only bring it, but keep it into the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we will end that fabulous day with the V3 Awards program, the luncheon. And the luncheon actually award our V3 partners for all the good, hard work that they have done through the years with hiring our Virginia veterans.
Excellent, excellent. In fact, I was just talking to Sean Edmondson over at the Virginia Employment Commission yesterday about that, and there's a lot of great things happening for veterans and spouses in the greater Richmond Tri-City area. I see on the agenda that you're moderating a panel. What will you be talking about?
And we have great panelists this year, and I really would like to recognize them. We have Darius Johnson, and Darius is the Vice President from Dominion Energy for Employee Engagement and Development. We have Rear Admiral Charles Rock. He's the commander for the Navy Region Mid-Atlantic. We have Charlie Miles, and Charlie is the Director for the Military Employment Programs for PenFed Credit Union. Keith Wilson. And Keith is a retired lieutenant colonel, and he's now working for Soldier for Life for the Army. And we have Dave Zolit, and Dave is the president and CEO of LMI. And what we're going to try to concentrate on is really four big issues. Is how can the private sector collaborate with the military to better support our transitioning service members, our veterans, and our military spouses? We're also going to ask that question and try to discuss what is the biggest challenge for transitioning service members here in Virginia? What's the most impactful element in any of our organizations for the military hiring programs? And then how can our communities better serve these service members, their veterans, and our family members? So those are the four key issues that we will definitely be discussing.
That's excellent. In fact, it is on our Facebook page calendar, and I'll make sure that we promote that. Matt, let me turn to you. What has Dominion been doing when it comes to recruiting and hiring our nation's veterans?
Yes, the date for the event is Thursday, September the 26th, 2019, from 9 a.m. until 2, and we will be again this year at the Greater Richmond Convention Center.
Thank you.
Can always visit the Chamber's website at www.vachamber.com to learn more.
Yeah, and I'm on the website right now, and if you just look at events for the Virginia Chamber, you can see it, and it's well-detailed exactly what's going on, how to register, and where it's located. So, Matt, let me go over to you now, and let me ask you a question. before we hit our first break of the day, and that is, let's talk about what Dominion's role has been when it comes to recruiting and hiring veterans.
Sure. Yeah, thank you for having me, Bill. Well, first I want to say I'm very proud that Dominion has hired, since 2011, nearly one in five of our hires has been a veteran, and that actually takes us to about 12% of our total employees being veterans. And in 2011,
for everybody that doesn't understand, only 1% of the American population are vets, and Dominion has 12% of the employees there. That's quite an achievement. Great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, and so nearly 20% of the folks we're bringing in for the past 8 years has been a veteran. So we're looking to push that. And it was actually in 2011 that we spearheaded the development of the Troops Energy Jobs Program with some of our industry peers across the country. But it was also in 2011 that we formalized our military program. And what I'll share with you now is there's actually four main areas that we focus on. So it's sourcing and recruiting.
Hey, Matt, I think I've got a hard break coming. I've got Lou Dobbs coming in on a business report. So let's hold that for 2 minutes and let's turn this over to Lou Dobbs and talk about what's going on in business today. You're listening to WNTW 820 AM, 92.7 FM, Not Your Father's Radio. And we're back. You're listening to WNTW 92.7 FM, 820 AM, Not Your Father's Radio. The show is Living on Your Terms. Today is Patriot Thursday. And on the phone, we have Amy Hager from the Virginia Chamber of Commerce. We have Annie Walker from the Deputy Commissioner of Virginia Department of Veteran Services, and Matt Kellum from Dominion Energy's Military Recruitment, and he's the program director. Sorry, my computer just all of a sudden blipped, and I didn't have a screen to look at. Okay, so Matt, you were talking about the four programs that Dominion is now currently running. Now, what are those?
Yeah, so the four main areas of our military program start out with sourcing and recruiting, and that's where we're able to focus on the relationships with the transition offices at the bases here in Virginia, the veteran representatives at the Employment Commission and other veteran service organizations across the state, and also our Guard and Reserve community, of which a lot of our employees actively serve, and then, of course, student veterans at the colleges and universities where we have partnerships. The second focus area is transition and pipeline programs, and that's actually where we're able to focus externally on education and other transition pathways, making it easier for those transitioning service members and veterans to get into our company and industry. The third main focus area is military branding, and that actually allows us to ensure that we have a clear and strong message, not only externally, but also internally within our company, about the care, support, and other interests that we have in the military and veteran communities where we serve. And then the final piece is education and training, and that's actually where we focus internally with our leaders and employees on veteran onboarding, hiring and retention best practices, and more. And I want to point out, Deputy Commissioner Walker actually mentioned one of the last questions in her panel will be, how can communities better serve their service members, veterans, and families? And I think that answer is pretty simple, and I think that's working together. And, you know, the Department of Veterans Services and the Virginia Chamber do a great job of making this happen and bringing us all together. And one example of that is the opportunity that I have to serve on the Virginia Chamber's Military and Veterans Affairs Executive Committee, which was launched last year in 2018. What that committee allows is for, or it actually engages us Virginia companies as champions and advocates for our military community, and we're working to assist these transitioning service members, the recent veterans, and their spouses as they're pursuing education and career opportunities here in Virginia.
And Matt, that leads to into what I wanted to talk about today, because almost every Thursday, Patriot Thursday, we have some conversation about this. And that's the efforts for veterans to gain access to career opportunities across the Commonwealth. What's something that the Virginia Chamber's Military and Veterans Affairs Committee is doing?
Sure. Yeah, one of the newest, one of Virginia's newest programs to connect service members and veterans with these leading Virginia employers is the Hire Vets Now program, which is supported by the Chamber's Military and Veterans Affairs Executive Committee. The Hire Vets Now program is a joint initiative between the Department of Veterans Services, the Virginia Chamber Foundation, and transition assistant offices on the military installations throughout the Commonwealth. And there are other regional leaders such as the USO and the Northern Virginia Technology Council that are also great partners in this effort. The goal of the Hire Vets Now program is to bring together transitioning military service members, the veterans, the military spouses, and representatives from Virginia's businesses and organizations so that we can share in professional development and career networking and other related efforts and conversations. And I'm sure your listeners probably are well aware, but each year, thousands of service members, men and women, are transitioning from active duty into civilian life. And these men and women, plus the thousands more veterans that are already here, living here in the Commonwealth, represent an invaluable resource for us, the Virginia employers. And all of us, you know, we want to work together to keep these highly trained and motivated professionals here in the Commonwealth. The Hire Vets Now program reaches out to these service members that are transitioning by hosting networking events where these service members are. And it's on the bases and military installations. So we're making it easier for them to get to us and, frankly, for us to meet them. And these events allow the military members and veterans to meet one-on-one with many of the Virginia Values Veteran companies or V3 companies, so many of our partners that are employing these folks, as well as the chamber members. And it's more of a relaxed social atmosphere where they can learn about career opportunities at some of Virginia's top employers, and it just makes it an easier place for us to all mix and mingle and not get too caught up in the formalities of other types of events and career fairs.
Yeah, I think a comment I would add, Matt, before I go back to Annie, and that is there seems to be a lot of services for veterans, either people even currently or people who have left and are still out there looking for the right job for them. And one of the challenges I think that we have, and I think you're addressing this, is there's lots of programs, but there doesn't seem to be somebody who's integrating it all. And a lot of veterans who are getting out don't seem to understand just what's out there that's going to help in that transition. So, now, Annie, the Hire Vets program is about a year old. What effect has it had?
And we are really, really excited about the Hire Vets Now program, Bill. And as you said, we started in 2018, and it started with just a launch of just a series of a pilot of a series of events. And I think that year we hosted like 8 events, and we had over 500 participants with about 200 employers throughout that first year. But as the program grew in the spring of 2019, we are really, really proud to say that we've had 630 transitioning service members attended. We've had over 175 Virginia employers attend and 10 regional partners. And we've started doing exit interviews. In all of our exit interviews, we have 91% of the participants say that they expanded their network after the event. We had 436 potential interviews that would be conducted after the event, and 80% of our employers noted that they could have a potential hire. And in anybody's book, I would call that a success. So all of these successes could not be possible without our employers like Dominion Energy, our strong partnership with the Chamber, and our military installation TAP offices. So in the fall of 19 and in the spring of 20, we think we will have probably approximately 14 events on the calendar for that year. So I think our numbers speak to the success that we've experienced in just this short period of time.
Okay. Well, that is incredibly successful. I hear there's something new about the Hire Vets Now, a fellowship program. What's that all about?
And the fellowship program, I'm going to let Matt actually talk about the Dominion because that's the real life case. But just an overview, and I won't take too much time because I really want to give Matt an opportunity to talk about the Dominion fellowship program. But just an overview of the fellowship program is that this allows transitioning service members before they get out to actually experience being on the job with a potential employer. And, in fact, we met with one of our fellowship participants from Senator Warner's office yesterday, and he was really happy to be afforded the opportunity to experience civilian life before he got out. And he said that was the most intriguing thing about the fellowship was the opportunity to kind of see what life was outside of the gates. And, you know, it's like no harm, no foul, no foul, no harm. You know, you're able to kind of test it out, but then you can kind of go back in. So the fellowship, like I said, is just an opportunity for our employers, again, to express their commitment to hiring our veterans, but giving our transitioning service members an opportunity to remain on active duty, but during those last few months before they transition, they get an opportunity to test the waters. So, Matt?
Yeah, Dominion Energy's recently joined the fellowship program portion of Hire Vets Now, and we're very excited about this program that we've started and its potential. So we actually have our first transitioning service member or military fellow beginning a 12-week internship or fellowship in a couple Mondays on September 30th in our supply chain organization here in Richmond, Virginia. And we'll actually have, we'll have a second transitioning service member join that same supply chain organization in early November. So to Deputy Commissioner Walker's point, you know, we're seeing early successes. I want to mention that, you know, while we've been interested in launching our military fellowship program for a while, we've kind of been putting pen to paper for some time now, but we wanted to take our time. We wanted to learn from the Department of Veterans Services as well as the Chamber and, frankly, from the other companies who have already successfully launched their fellowship programs. And I want to point something out, too, as we're talking about interning and fellowships. We have a very strong college internship program at Dominion Energy where we hire 250 college students each year, and we actually convert about 75% of those graduating seniors into full-time positions with our company. Some of them are indeed veterans. But my point for sharing that is a big reason that our college program is so successful is because it's aligned very thoughtfully with our workforce plans and future hiring needs. And therefore, for our military fellowship program, we carefully mirrored what our peers were doing, what we learned from the Department of Veterans Services and the Chamber when putting together our program and this approach so that we could help ensure maximum and sustained success for the transitioning service members and our program. So,
and we're back. This is WNTW, 92.7 FM, 820 AM, not your father's radio. And today is Patriot Thursday. And what we're doing is we're talking about a huge veterans event that's coming up next Thursday, and I have Matt from Dominion Resources on. And Matt, I'm sorry I had to cut you off there, but we have a couple of those things that we must do on radio, just like on television. So where you left us off is you were talking about the programs that you're doing with college students. You gonna pick up there?
Yeah, sure, and no problem. Yeah, all I was conveying is that we have a really strong college internship program, but it's that program as well as the lessons and best practices that we've learned from the other employers here in Virginia and Department of Veterans Services and Chamber that allowed us to properly build and construct our military fellowship program so that we could ensure its maximum and sustained successes. So we're excited. Our military fellowship program will have two folks in it by the end of this year. And I already know from other conversations with our leaders at Dominion Energy that it will grow in 2020. And if folks are interested, I would just encourage any military service member, veteran, or spouse to go to dominionenergy.com/military. And that's dominionenergy.com/military. And I'll actually turn it to Deputy Commissioner Walker just for any additional remarks.
Bill, I think to close out, as you can see from the Chamber, from Dominion Energy, that we have a strong public-private partnership in Virginia when it comes to hiring our veterans. And really, if you want to know more about everything that we're doing in the Commonwealth, please visit the conference on Thursday, September the 26th, 2019. It's the Virginia Veterans and Military Affairs Conference from 9 to 2 p.m. at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. And again, the website is www.vachamber.org. www.thefoamanyarea.com. And we really, really appreciate you having us today.
Well, I appreciate you having you on. I say this every Thursday when I talk to organizations helping vets, is that, you know, it's time for us to serve the people who served us. And I just really appreciate that there are organizations both on the, in the private sector and the public sector are doing that. So I want to thank Amy for putting us together at the Virginia Chamber of Commerce, and Walker, and I appreciate you being on, and Matt Kellum. You all have a good day, and I'll see you out at the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.